Meanwhile, the media has found out that the Gulf states might soon openly provide the Syrian rebels with high-tech weapons to turn the tide against Assad. In particular, we are talking about portable air defense systems, which launch surface-to-air missiles from the shoulder. The weapon is especially dangerous, as it gives just one fighter the chance to shoot down a low-flying aircraft. Now, the policy of arming so-called moderate rebels has been blamed for delivering weapons straight into the hands of terrorists. And a German journalist spoke to an al-Nusra terrorist commander, receives weapons. He says that his forces receive heavy weapons from America-supported countries. The journalist also found out that al-Nusra terrorists are trained by foreign military experts. American experts, I should say, coming in from Langley. We had a word with him.
I have said for years, because I knew it and everybody knows it in Syria, that 1 kilometer behind the borders, these weapons were taken by terrorist groups, by Al-Qaeda, by the Islamic State. This is well known. And if I deliver weapons to a moderate, so-called moderate group in Syria, everybody knows that at the end the weapons will be in the hands of the terrorists. And I must also say that, and this commander told it too, that sometimes some radical rebels just say to get weapons, oh, now I'm moderate, I'm a member of the Free Syrian Army. They even changed the name of their group to get the weapons. This is a game that everybody knows. The Americans know that their weapons will at the end be in the hands of terrorists, and they know that. And they know it clearly.